Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by getting things in order physically, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm Sharon McRill, your host and the owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and staging. Our guest today has become a good friend of mine, and we have known each other for a number of years while she's changed careers and while Betty Brigade has grown, so I'm just thrilled to have her on today. Her name is Catherine Mitchell, but I'll be calling her Kathy because, you know, we're friends. She's been heavily involved in property management for the last 25 years, and she's been involved in opening two senior communities in the Ann Arbor area, and she's the business development specialist for Story Point Independent Village, which is this, like, super nice place where seniors go to live. So she helps people and their families families and their loved ones find homes, that's one of her life's passions. And she's currently pursuing a graduate certificate in human resource management at Eastern Michigan University and has a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and Anthropology from Michigan State University and is the proud wife and mother of two boys. So, Kathy, welcome to Get Ready with Betty.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right in because we don't have lots of time. And our topic today is downsizing with dignity. And seniors all the time are just terrified to move out of their homes. There's this stigma, and I think it's changing, but there's a stigma about, like, retirement homes. And they're not even called that anymore, but I'm just saying that for dramatic effect. Do you agree?
Yes, unfortunately, I think a lot of folks that we encounter remember what nursing homes were like for their grandparents, and
they didn't smell
have that
good
perception.
They were,
exactly.
Yeah, they looked so industrial, and I don't know, they were like a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, maybe you can just kind of, like, give a visual image of what the modern senior community looks like now.
Well, speaking for our community or even some other communities that I am affiliated with or work with, some of our competitors, very warm and welcoming, a lot of activities, a lot of things happening to keep people engaged and having fun, making new friends. Excellent food. That's a really big deal for a lot of different folks. I go to many communities in the area, and the number one thing I can say is really trying to get the residents engaged and get them participating and in being excited about being in their community. And that's what I see when I walk into a lot of places. It's just that's what people want, is that engagement, that interaction. At home, many times they weren't getting that, and they were engaging with the television. And that's no good for anybody. And so this is an opportunity to really be doing fun things and learning how to do new things with Google Maps or a computer that they might not have done, or Facebook. You know, what's that Facebook thing you're talking about? And it's nice and it's exciting. And then we've got some people that come in, a resident at one of my other communities in his 90s that actually said to me, "Oh, honey, don't call me. I don't answer my phone. Text me." So we've got so many different levels of embracing technology, which is so much fun.
That is fun. So let me just tell you, this happened. Betty Brigade was moving. There was a lady who was moving into one of our local communities here in Ann Arbor. It was a high-end place. And she was on the waiting list, and she kept delaying her move, delaying and delaying and delaying. And finally they said to her, "Look, you know, you either need to take this apartment or we're going to take you off the list," because she has she had been delaying her move for more than 2 years. And they said, look, you know, you really got to kind of decide. And so she said, all right, I'm going to move. And she moved the week between Christmas and New Year's, which is, you know, a lot of people want to take that week off. So that was kind of a tricky little move. But we got her moved, and she was just, I mean, she lived in this very dark place, and stuff was stacked to the ceiling, and it just, it felt very claustrophobic and kind of dirty and yucky. Well, she moved into Glacier, and then she... I was sitting in the lobby, and I was meeting with some other person there, and she came walking across the lobby, and I almost didn't even recognize her. Her name is Mary, and she was just like, she had on a beautiful dress. Her hair was done. She had on makeup. She just looked gorgeous, and she came up to me, and she said, oh, Sharon, I am so sorry that I just dug in my heels and didn't want to move. I wish I had moved here 2 years ago. This is fantastic. And she just was completely unaware that it would change her life that much.
I have seen that with my own family. My husband's grandmother finally conceded to move out of her home and is having a ball, joined a band. And... just, I never knew she knew how to play the guitar. She does. And she's 93 this year and is having a ball and said that is the best night's sleep, her first night there, that she had had in 3 years.
Wow, that's a great testimonial. So tell me about some of the fears that many seniors have when they're choosing to move into either a senior community or just simply to downsize.
I think sometimes it's perceived that they've given up, that they're going to be giving up their independence, that they're not going to be able to make their own decisions, and that's really not true. Just trying to alleviate some of the day-to-day things, no longer shoveling snow, no longer raking leaves, not worrying about tracking down if something breaks and they have to stay and wait for the repairman or woman, and are they reliable? Not having to fuss with those kinds of things and just being able to concentrate on having fun and maybe taking up another language. I have a couple of residents that are learning another language and taking cooking classes, things I've always wanted to do and never had time or never felt like they could take on, and just enjoying themselves, kind of rediscovering themselves.
Oh, that's super cool. Yeah, my mom is in a very active community in Florida, and she's constantly gone. Like, she's never at home. And I'm like, what are you doing, Mom? Oh, I got to volunteer here, and I'm teaching this class here. She started teaching art classes. And she's been an artist her whole life, and now she's teaching. And she loves it. She thinks it's awesome. So that's what's taking up her time. And I'm delighted that she's, you know, that active in her community. It's been fantastic. So,
agree.
Are retirement communities a one-size-fits-all?
No. All communities have really different niches, and we offer a lot of the same things, you know, in general, a nice home, you know, nice activities, a shuttle, you know, meals, but they all have their different niches. Sometimes it's geographic. That's why we stay on a good footing with our competitors, because if we're not the right fit, we want to recommend someplace that might be. And we have a great relationship with people in the area to say, you know, maybe we're not the right fit. You really wanted to be, you wanted to have this in your backyard. So let me call ABC Community and see if they have something available. And we've had a very reciprocal relationship with folks. But, you know, offering different niches, we really showcase our food. That's one thing that mm-hmm. we're known for, mm-hmm. and folks really like that in a lot of our different activities.
Well, wasn't your chef just... Wasn't he just in a really prominent magazine?
Our head chef, who came to us, is over all of our chefs, all of our culinary and life enrichment now. He got a promotion. He was featured in the August issue of Detroit Hour magazine.
So and, for those of you who don't know who live outside of Detroit, Detroit Hour magazine is a very high-end magazine to the entire Southeast Michigan community, and it's kind of, you know, it's a fancy magazine.
Yeah, and he really is focusing on turning senior culinary on its ear. It's not bland and beige and out of a box. It's flavorful, but still healthy and exciting and, you know, just really trying to try new things. And the residents have been really open to it, which has been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's super cool. So what are some of the other things that you think sets apart some of your different communities? Because, you know, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Well, Story Point has a Candlewick Bistro, which our residents really enjoy. It's a nice place to go play cards and socialize with friends. A lot of our residents have a lot of their friends come in from the outside. We have some communities in Brighton and Plymouth that have a really nice local history that people have known it. Our Plymouth location used to be a hotel. And so we get a lot of stories about, oh, I had my prom here. Oh, I got married here. So that's really fun to hear the stories with that. And our Brighton location has been part of the community for many years. And so hearing different stories with that. We do a lot of supportive services for veterans. We have a veterans room dedication coming up in Saline in the middle of November. And really trying to listen to what our residents want and then tailoring unique activities and things to what they're looking for and paying attention to that. Yes, we have bingo, but it's not just bingo and cards. We have all kinds of other activities on top of that.
Sure. What about pets?
We accept pets at all of our communities, which has been lovely. We have some really fun critters living in our communities that are just fun to see. And it gets our residents out and being active and walking their dogs. And we do have cats as well.
Right. And not all communities do accept pets. So if you have someone in your family that is allergic, like you would choose a place that doesn't accept pets because
exactly.
There isn't that extra
mm-hmm.
pet dander around. So, you know, there's all kinds of different specialties that you can really be looking for. And senior living, especially with the baby boomers aging, is just experiencing a renaissance, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, it's very overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. So what can someone expect when they're moving into a senior community?
Well, they mean expect, or should they ask about, or what should they expect to enjoy?
Well, I think maybe you can talk about both. Let's talk about things they should ask about first, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about things that they can enjoy.
Okay. Well, ask about, you know, really finding out, having the particular community really letting them know what is important to their loved one. What activities do they like to enjoy? And really focusing on that, and are there any special needs to make sure each community is the best fit? If there is a memory care concern, an independent community is not a good fit. If there is any kind of a wandering risk, some things that are very important, don't hide things from the community in hopes that, well, hopefully that won't be a problem. Please be honest, because we want to make sure that everybody is the right fit and everyone's going to enjoy themselves properly. And really sharing likes and wants and needs, because it makes the entire experience more enjoyable for everybody, that they can say, oh, we can include them in, we have a ladies' tea, they really enjoy tea, or, oh, we've got a big, you know, bunco game coming up, or we do wee bowling, or, you know, tai chi. I mean, there's just a variety of different things to get people involved with, but we need to sort of know what some people's likes and dislikes may be to help tailor those things, and any community for that
right.
matter.
Right, and you mentioned hiding things, so what do you mean by that?
Hiding things like not telling a community that mom wanders, or not
okay.
telling a community that dad hasn't been eating very regularly, so we maybe need to pay attention to that, or dad really doesn't like this kind of food, or really can't eat this kind of food. You know, the more information that any community could have about a soon-to-be resident, the better, and making everyone's experience a lot better, because inevitably it will come out, And we want to make sure that everybody has the right fit, because, and sometimes people overestimate what their loved one needs, and that's not any good either. You know, well, we just want to make sure they had everything for when they do need it. Well, they might not need an assisted living if they really just need a place for meals and housekeeping. An independent living can
right.
do that. You know, so
right.
don't overestimate what they need as well.
Okay. So for those of you that are wondering or just tuning in, we are talking with Kathy Mitchell from StoryPoint. She helps manage a local senior community in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we're talking about downsizing with dignity. If you're curious about Kathy or about StoryPoint, you can visit the StoryPoint website at storypoint.com, or you can find Kathy on LinkedIn. Just type in Catherine with a C, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Or you can go to Facebook. It's facebook.com/StoryPointSaline, S-A-L-I-N-E. Looks like saline, but we say it's Saline here in Michigan. And you can also follow them on Twitter. It's at SP_Saline, S-A-L-I-N-E. com. We are going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back with Kathy Mitchell.
You are listening to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps clear the confusion and simplify your life. I'm your host, Sharon McCrill, owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. On Get Ready with Betty, we talk with experts in a wide variety of fields who can break down what seems complicated into simple, doable steps. Now, back to our show.
And we're back with Kathy Mitchell, and we were talking about what can residents expect when moving into a senior community, and what are the things that they can expect once they've moved in?
Well, they can expect to make a new group of friends. A lot of times family members will assume that, oh, no, my mom and dad or my grandma and grandpa wouldn't do that. And like the example for your mother who's never around, or the young lady that you moved into another community in Ann Arbor that you didn't even recognize, you can expect sometimes a radical positive change that you didn't realize was there. We have a resident in a community that was giggling that she has gained weight because she wasn't eating well. And she is just having a ball. And it was so excited that she had moved in. And so you can expect to see a lot of positive changes. And don't assume, you know, oh, mom and dad would never do that. You'd be surprised at what new adventures they will find ahead of them. I mean, and they just, you know, have a ball discovering new things that you didn't think that they would want to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. So let's talk about what are some of the busy times of year that senior communities kind of get surges?
Before the winter, tend to be very busy the week of Thanksgiving. A lot of family comes in from out of town and sees, oh, my goodness, mom and dad have lost weight. You know, grandma and grandpa have lost weight. Oh, they haven't opened their mail in 3 weeks. They haven't paid their bills timely. I mean, all kinds of things happen. So we tend to get very busy around Thanksgiving, and also around Christmas time will happen, the beginning of the year. People that realize driving in the snow is going to start being an issue. So a lot of folks can be relieved of the worry about driving because shuttles are provided at many communities that can take folks on errands. And usually it's within a certain mile radius, or communities that are on bus lines can take care of that as well and alleviate a lot of concerns about driving in inclement weather, because we all know Michigan can be a little dicey, as it was even today, and it's only October. It was very rainy.
Yes, it was. I was driving through that storm. It was not fun. Let's talk about... Okay, so family members are often in denial. They see, or they overreact when they see that mom or dad or grandma and grandpa are in significant decline after not seeing them for a number of months. So what are some of the things, you said weight loss, but what are some of the other things that the adult children of these folks should be looking for And what are some of the decisions they should be looking at when it's time to move their parent or their grandparent?
Take a look at their finances. I mean, see, is there a pile of mail that doesn't look like it's been open in a while? Take a look in the fridge. Have they been regularly shopping? Do they have food? Sometimes some folks just, oh, it's only me, or it's just me and one other person, so I don't want to cook a big meal. So they eat a lot of frozen dinners, which are very high in sodium. Even the healthier, quote-unquote healthier ones, are incredibly high in sodium, and someone on a low-sodium diet, that is no good. Talk to the neighbors. Talk to the church. Are they going to church regularly? Has anyone noticed a change? You know, people have really good days, and they have really bad days. And so talking to people that know them or keeping in contact with their friends, it's very hard to admit when you have a loved one that has more of a need, but just listen and listen to your gut. And if your gut's saying something's not right, pay attention. Give them a hug when you see them, and do they feel thinner? You know, we talked about the weight loss. That can be kind of a vicious cycle. They lose weight, they don't feel good, they don't go grocery shopping, so they don't have food, so they lose more weight, they don't feel well, so they don't go grocery shopping, and it just keeps going.
Right. So let's
inevitably
talk for
a fall.
Minute. Oh, yeah, falls, of course. Those are always a really good indicator. But let's talk about memory loss, because I see all the time that families are in denial about that memory loss. And I'm just going to talk quickly about something that happened today just before we came on the show. And I was talking, we've been having this client who just hired us, and he and his wife are moving to Florida. And his wife has some health problems, but he has called us, I would say, 4, 5, 6 times and spent about 2.5 hours on the phone with us asking us the same questions that he asked us when we did our initial consultation. And so so I'm in my head, I'm thinking there's something going on here mentally. Mm-hmm. And so I picked up the phone and I called his wife and said, you know, can we have a private conversation? So she moved to a room where she could do that. And I said, is there anything that I should know? And she said, no, everything's fine. And I said, I just want you to know that this happened. And he's called us significant amount of time over the last few days. And she said, oh, I was unaware of that. And I said, is there any memory loss going on? And she said, well, yeah, for both of us. And I don't think she gets it.
And that's one of my favorite lines is, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Listen to people when they tell you something doesn't seem quite right. They're repeating themselves a lot. They are, you know, asking me the same thing 5 minutes later. They, you know, seem to have forgotten about appointments, and that's another thing to check. Keep in communication with the doctors and things along that line. But when friends tell you, listen, and don't just, no, that's not, you know, because it's scary. I mean, some memory loss is normal. Dementia is not a normal part of aging. And anybody that tells you that is incorrect. Dementia is a whole other level. But some memory mm-hmm. loss, I mean, I still search for words on a daily basis and get nervous myself. But, you know, paying attention when people tell you that, like yourself saying that, you know, and as children or spouses, you know, really listen to that and don't just brush it under the carpet.
Right, and that's really hard because what she said, she did brush it off. She said, "Oh, it's just the stress of the move. We're under a lot of stress." And I thought, "No, I move people every day. This is unusual." Like I wanted to say that to her, but I thought, "No, I don't want to upset her." But you know, there's something definitely going on with this guy, and I think that she's going to see it sooner rather than later because once they move, she's going to see that memory loss isn't going away.
Yes.
So just really, you know, that's a very real thing, and they're making huge strides around helping people keep dementia from progressing, and so that's actually something that, you know, there are medications that can help it because what's going on in your brain is that your brain isn't firing anymore, and parts of your brain are literally dying. So there's things they can do to help stem a little bit about a little bit of that. So can you, Kathy, talk a little bit about the expansion of senior communities across the nation? Because I've mentioned this before in other radio shows, but there is something called the silver tsunami, and I know you've heard that term too, but maybe our listeners haven't. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's, you know, it's a growing industry with many companies wanting to provide more by allowing individuals to keep their independence. And many times, and I see this regularly as I do you, people wait too long to move into a community. Had they maybe moved in a little sooner while they were still relatively independent, not waiting for an incident, they may enjoy themselves a little bit more and be a little bit more relaxed. But really wanting to keep people engaged and exercising and having fun and, you know, keeping their relationships intact with, you know, their loved ones and or new friends or moving in with a group of friends. That happens quite a bit as well. And there's communities around the country as the population is aging. There's some statistic, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but every day, you know, I don't know, 70,000 people turn 70 or something along that line. And so the population is aging, and homes with multiple levels are not very conducive. Having to, you know, accommodate this aging population is really where a lot of people are seeing that they can provide a nice resource and service.
And what's, you know, what's interesting is that a lot of people don't know with this group of folks aging is that, and I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this, but estate sales are growing because people want to sell their stuff, and consignment dealers are glutted, and even donation centers have stopped taking stuff that's kind of on the edge of being okay, and they just turn that stuff down, and they are taking better and better stuff because the quality of the donations has gone up so much because they get to be pickier.
Yep.
So
yes, we have
just kind of
quite
an interesting trend.
Yeah, we actually partnered with a online Encore Online Resale about that very thing, and she was helping find niche to sell some things for folks by opening up to a national market that locally maybe not have bought it, but maybe nationally did. And that's really helped out some folks that gave a little jingle in their jeans to the family if they're needing some help taking care of a loved one.
And if you're curious, Carol has been on the show, Carol Kamm, K-A-M-M. She's been on the show before, so you can search our archives and listen to a previous show. And she will be on again coming up in the next few months. So, and we'll be talking about, you know, what to do with all the stuff as folks are clearing out, organizing, or downsizing. She's a great resource to Betty Brigade and clearly to you, and just fun to work with.
She is, and she didn't even pay me to plug her.
So, Kathy, is there anything, a last-minute tidbit that you want to give our listeners about moving into a senior community that they should know?
Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. See what's out there, and explore many options. Don't wait until it's urgent and you're making a decision under duress. Go out and see what's out there, see what you like, see what fits your needs, see what you don't like. And then when the time comes that you're ready to make that leap, you'll already have done a lot of the work and it's not going to be a stressful situation. And for your kids, very importantly, or whatever loved one in your family that's helping you, letting them know what you like and what you don't like. Don't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
I just want to remind our listeners that if they want more information, they can find it at storypoint.com. That's all one word. Or you can search Catherine Mitchell. That's Catherine with a C, on LinkedIn, or you can go to Facebook.com, StoryPoint Celine, S-A-L-I-N-E, or Twitter is at SP underscore Celine. And I just want to thank you all for being with us today. This has been another episode of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify your life by clearing the confusion. And thank you again to today's guest and all the listeners. We'll be back November 21st with Lisa Dodd, who will be talking about decluttering your career. So until then, keep it simple.